Good morning, Rabbi Isai.
Good morning.
Just like to say a big shukayat to all the Skonim and especially to Johnny Rabson, who gave us the honor, the cover this morning. I'd like to speak about Shabbos. I'll tell you why in a moment. A Gemara says in Shabbos, Papyud on the base. Omalai HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Matana Toivo Yeshli Bebeis Konozai. I've got a beautiful gift. A wonderful Matana, a beautiful gift I've got for you. Bebeis Konozai in my treasury. For Shabbos Shema. It's called Shabbos. V'ani Mevakesh Litna Yisrael. I want to give it to the Yidden. Leich Vodiyam. Go and tell them about it. So, see here, beautiful. Tomorrow, first of all, Shabbos is called Matana Toivo. The only mitzvah throughout Shabbos, which is referred to as Matana Toivo. So we have to understand what this means. Why is Shabbos? It's Matana Toivo. I'd like to tell you a Maaseh Shehaya, why I chose to speak about Shabbos today. So a couple of weeks ago, a young lady came to see me at the JLE, and she came to speak to me. Basically, she was in our day-to-day dealings, and during business, came across a Hanna Shiyud, and she made a comment to him to show that she was also a Yiddisha girl, and so they started talking, and you know, this one, that one, etc. Eventually, they got talking, and he invited her for Shabbos. Invited Mamash, Rochok, quite far away from Yiddish guys, was quite far away, and he invited her for Shabbos. And then Mamash, in the last few weeks, and he invited her for Shabbos, and she came, and there she's come to Shabbos, and she's around the Shabbos table, by the Batisha, Shabbos table, and she goes there, sings Shalom Aleichem, and there's Shabbos, and she sees the parents giving a bench in the Kibbutz, and she just breaks out crying. And he says, I want to keep Shabbos. I never experienced this. I've got to have this. It's so beautiful. Young girl. In the 20s. So after, he said, I need to speak to someone. So they put him in touch. She was sent to the JD and we had a chat. She asked me, how to keep Shabbos. I was so touched. She was so fired up about keeping Shabbos and so excited about it. You know, I thought, we're immune to it. We get used to it every single week. We have another Shabbos. But to see somebody so excited about Shabbos, she's coming to us for Shabbos this week, and she made a commitment that she was going to start keeping Shabbos. I think this is her first Shabbos that she was. She's learnt now a little bit, and she's going to try and keep Shabbos now. It's amazing. It woke me and stirred me to realise, wow, she's so excited just about Shabbos. Maybe we can have a look at Shabbos. As Chazal say, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich v'hodiyam, go and tell them. In other words, we've got this gift, but tell them about it. They want to appreciate it. We have it every week, so maybe you should be modi ourselves a little bit more, just to make it known to us exactly what is Shabbos, what it means to us, how can we appreciate this gift, how can we utilize the gift of Shabbos that we have, how can we make it more meaningful and relevant to us. So first of all, we have to understand, when it says Shabbos is a matana toiva, it's a beautiful gift, which bechin of Shabbos, which chedek of Shabbos is it referred to? Is it the whole thing Shabbos? Is it a particular chedek? In the Mefarshim, they talk about lots of different inyanim. What this matana is, it could be in the Shabbi Yaseira, it could be the Yishuv Atas we get on Shabbos. What exactly is it? So we can today, the few members we have, try and look at a few of the different explanations in Purushim over here. So my title this year, so I thought I'd have to keep to the title, of course. So, Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos says, taste the world to come. What do you mean, Me'ein Olam Haba? So, Olam Haba is a makom. In Siddur Shoshana, he describes that Olam Haba is a place of the vacus by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate tanug of pleasure connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a place when we're at home, a spiritual hub with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the ultimate debaker. This is lost the Lord, ultimately when we be connected to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Here we get confused, we get lost, we lose focus on everyday events. But here Shabbos is an opportunity to reconnect. And this is what Olam Haba is. Ultimately we're totally dovak and connected to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. the tzaddikim say that if a person wants to know what his chedek and olam haba is like, the person should look at their Shabbos. What's my Shabbos like? How do I feel on Shabbos? Then they will get the aim of what my olam haba is. I saw in the writings of Rabbi Dessler and Mr. Milio, he also says that if a person wants to know if he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do we feel on Shabbos? Do we feel connected? Do we feel different on Shabbos? It's interesting, I often have discussion with people. When do you feel Shabbos more? When do you feel more connected? So most people say by Leil Shabbos. First of all, in shul, you come, the davening is much more alive and chavodi. Everybody's alive Shabbos, and then you come home for the Suddah and you've got Kiddush, Shalom Aleichem, Kiddush, and Samir, it's much more of a Ruach. And there are many people, they say, we'll have guests Friday night, because there's a Ruach there. We've either already Shabbos morning, we'll have the Shluchah, and then there's a Suddah already, especially after the Shalom. So it seems to be that at the beginning of Shabbos, well, we know this is written in some book, Shabbos rises, and thereby as we go through Shabbos, actually we start at one level and we rise all the way through. And that actually the halacha is, if you have something nice, a nice bottle of wine or a nice dish, you should rather have it Shabbos day. It's more covered Shabbos, because Shabbos is a higher madriga then. Really, by Shabbos Suddas already, so then it's more Injon and Brooklyn, so then it's eat so much already, then just focus on the Neshama already. But already Shabbos day, and then as we're going, we rise to the end of Shabbos. But we feel it more. Most people at the end of Shabbos, looking at their watches. Why do we feel Shabbos more at the beginning? So, I'm sure may have made explanations. So actually you can say that maybe the reason is because you feel the difference. You can notice the contrast. You know, when a spaceship comes back into the atmosphere, spaceships can feel the contrast and the change of atmosphere. The same thing from the weekday, from everything that's going on the weekday to when once we go into Shabbos, the difference is so stark that you actually feel it. You feel the difference. And then boom, you come to a new world, suddenly you notice it hits you. Already Shabbos morning, you're already in the right environment, you already feel it already. So we get used to human nature. So what do we see? We see here that Shabbos is a different experience. Shabbos is actually, I've seen written in the Sforum, I'll share with you an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in a few moments, that the Sforum says that Shabbos is actually a different planet. It's a different olam. It's a different world. I'll prove it to you. I've noticed something recently in Parshas Bereishis, I've never noticed before. At the end of every day of the Bereishis Olam, it says, Vayera Vayivoker, the Bishop Shani, Vayivoker. On Shabbos, he doesn't say Vayera Vayivoker. He says, Vayera Vayivoker, Yom HaShishi, and then we go to Shabbos. He doesn't say Vayera Vayivoker, Yom HaShvi. Doesn't say that. Why? That's what Shabbos. Because Shabbos doesn't have the limitations of every other day. It's not a day of Erev Vayikra. It's unlimited. It's a different planet. It's a different realm. It's a different experience. And therefore, it doesn't have the same hasagas. It doesn't have the same limitation. That's why the Torah doesn't give it those limitations. See, that Torah just came out of Chanukah. It's well known, the Rambam bend of Hilchot Chanukah. See, if you've got the Rambam says, near Beisai and near Chanukah, and they're based on Koinon. So, just because of Shalom Bayis, that's the Rambam brings down, because Shalom Bayis. But maybe I'll be Jewish, you can also see the Shabbos is a different realm. It comes Mele'ela, totally above, comes completely out of our realm of experience. As we said before, it's a Matana. It's called a Matana because the Madrigas of Shabbos are given to a Yidden, even if we're not holding by those Madrigas, we're not holding by that level. So, I told you that I was going to share with you an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. So, the beautiful Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, he has about 14 or 15 explanations on the Shomru B'nai Yisrael Esther Shabbos. So far looking at the beautiful explanation there, shocking, in the Shomru B'nai Yisrael. And in one of the Shotim there towards the end, one of the last Shotim there, he explains as follows. He ties up into our Gemara. He says like this. He says, Matana Torah refers to the Shomru Yisrael. He said, the Gemara says, in Be'er, Ten Zion, Amadal, Sha'omru, Shabayim Shabbos, on the day of Shabbos, born the Shomri Yisrael Yisrael. And the Shomri Yisrael, an extra dimension, and the Shomri is expanded, and we have a different Hasagah, different ways how we can comprehend and reach and connect with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he says, the remez to this in the prophet is, Shovach v'yinofash. V'yinofash means loshem nefesh. The neshom, the soul, is expanded. So he says the inyan neshom yizu hayisera. He says this inyan of the neshom yisera. Rosham and Kohen Rabbeinu Ba'onam Chazal already hinted to this when they said matana toiva b'beis ganavan. And they said matana toiva. They talked about the neshom yisera. V'yodua, he says. No, who mokum hanikra gom de melech. What's it mean when Chazal say, I've got this beautiful gift for you, the base gomazai in the treasury? What's it mean, treasury? Shehu bechinas oilam elyon. That is, in the heavenly sphere, that is the kisei, the mokum hakisei akobot. What's it mean, gom de melech? It means in the treasury, it means the place of a kodesh baruch hu himself. The neshama zu, this neshama, machas tashomhi, it's hewn from there. This neshama yaseo is taken out from this oilam, from this world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and Tikka Shabbos, this world, where it comes from, the name of this world, the Shabbos Shemo, that's what Chazal said, I've got a present for you, I've got a gift for you, a matana, for the Shabbos Shemo, it's called Shabbos, the name of the Nishom Seh is called Shabbos, because Hashem Sha'olam Shemenehi, because that's the world where it comes from. The oilam it comes from is called Shabbos, and therefore this Nishoma, Yisera, comes from the oilam called Shabbos, and it's also called Shabbos. We know that world is called the Olam Shekula Shabbos, Olam Haba, or Mein Olam Haba, as we said, is called the Olam of Shabbos. And therefore, so we see here, so the Rosh Hashanah, that this, the Shomer Bnei Yisrael will show the end, how it ties into the Psukim. He says, what the concept is saying is, Shabbos is a world, it's a name of a place, it's a makom, Ma'ilon, Olam Haba, Yom Shekula Shabbos, and then the Shomer is a chedek of that, and that comes down to us down here. Now these are beautiful, lofty ideas, and obviously first thing in the morning trying to connect with these such lofty ideas, I want to share with you really what is Shabbos. This is just scraping the surface. As we know, there's many discussions and in Yonim of Shabbos, but maybe we can try and connect with some of these ideas. How can we connect with you? Cross of the Dom. Interesting. One of the questions that many people ask is, if Shabbos is such a holy day, then why is it that we spend so much time eating? It says in the Zohar Kodesh that Shabbos is Yom Tinishmasa, the day of the Neshama. If the day of the Neshama should be more like Yom Kippur, what do? Only Shabbos. So there's three meals we have to eat, and there's Kiddush and we're singing, and we have to dress nicely, and the house has to be clean and tidy, etc. And then he thinks about the physical, but it's the Yom Tinishmasa, we should be focusing, davening all day. How do we understand this? So I heard a mitzvah, a moshel, explained from the Baal Shem, the Baal Shem, of course. The Baal Shem says like this. He says, there was once a king, and he went out to battle, and during the battle, his son got caught. His son got lost in battle. He disappeared. They had no mobile phones then. He couldn't text him. He didn't know. He couldn't reach his son. Where's the son? The son stranded somewhere. He managed to escape. But he's in the middle of nowhere. So he's trying to tell people, hey, I'm the prince. My father's the king. Can you try and help me? And everyone goes, ordinary. Where he was, the village is all posh. Posh at the people there. They didn't understand that's king. Shming, who cares? What's the king? Who cares? They've got a shaka still king. So anyway, he tried to convince them his protect failed, his yichus didn't help him, but he was the prince over here. Anyway, he tries to convince people, tries to find ways to communicate, but he's stuck in the middle of nowhere in this village. And then one day, after many years, he gets a message. The message comes from his father, and he says to him, son, I'm coming to collect you. I've discovered where you are from my agents. We found exactly where you are. I'm coming to collect you. I'm coming personally to collect you. He runs out into the street and he tells all the people, all the villagers, he says, my father, the king, he's coming to the town, he's coming to the village, he comes to collect me. And they go, king? What's the king? You're still on about that after all these years, come on, forget it. They still can't be nothing. What do you mean, the king and your prince? Anyway, he's super simple and he wants to share his simple with everyone. They don't know what he's on about. So he says to everybody, makes an announcement in the town, he says, tonight in the pub, all the drinks are on me. I'm paying for all the drinks. Everybody's there that night. All the villagers there, they're knocking it back, they're drinking. And he's also having a fun. They're all dancing. They're dancing because they're sugar, they've had a lot of whiskey. He's dancing because his father is coming back. He's coming because the king is coming to pick him up to connect again with his son. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a day when we're connecting back with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. During the course of the week of all the tirudas, we forget and we lose focus. We're focused on Olam Hazeh, all the inyanim which we need to, the Parnasa, we're busy. So, and we lose connection with Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the Neshama, needs to connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the Baal Shem Tov, it says like this. So what happens on Shabbos? You've got the neshama. The neshama wants to connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but the neshama is inside a goof. And the goof, what happens to the goof? The goof doesn't understand. That's neshama. What do all these things mean? There's no connection between the body and the inyan in Brooklyn. They don't have any shaykhs at all. They don't understand each other. So what do? So we have Olik Shabbos. Nice food, the body feels good. We sleep, Shem B'Shabbos Tanuk. The body feels good. If the body's happy because it has good food. If the body's surrounded, if the body's having Olik Shabbos and feels the simcha, then the Neshama can also rejoice. They're rejoicing for different reasons. The Neshama's happy because it's being reconnected with his father. The body is happy because they're having good food. We should lose focus. We should know it's only a means, and that's what we said before. Toward the end of Shabbos, the Inyan isn't deep so much. This time of year, he's got an appetite with it. That's Aruch Haim HaKadosh. So he said before, so Aruch Haim HaKadosh says it's a different planet, different world, which is still trying to connect. So I'll explain to you why, even though it's a Yom Tov Shmosa, why we have all the physical, why Nick Shabbat, on the purpose of it. But then maybe we can understand now, we said, let's try and connect this down to us. I think one answer we can say is from the Chazal. Chazal Gemara says like this. It says in Aseret HaDibros, Sheishes Yomim Tase Kol Melacha. 6 days you should do all your work. Tell me when it gets to the Erev Shabbos. Can everybody say they've done everything? We try our best to do everything, all the tasks we want, all the projects we want to do, all the emails, everything we wanted to do, we try and make it done. Can we say before Shabbos everything has been done? Sheish Shomer Tase Kol Melacha. Ask Chazal, is it possible to do Kol Melacha in 6 days? You never finish. Your job is never finished. Say Chazal, Sarch Liyos B'Shabbos Ki Ilu Kol Melacha Chos. So your person needs to look on Shabbos as if everything's been done. 6 days, do all your work, even though it's not done, even though it's not finished. Look at it as it's all been complete. So the Sefer from the Nesiv Shalom from Slonim. So in the Nesiv Shalom, he explains this Chazal like this. Just like to read a few lines from the Nesiv Shalom for you. The quote Chazal says, "Shetzorach liyos b'Shabbos is necessary to be on Shabbos to either kol melachtecha asuya as if everything's been done." Behind it, what does it mean? Shetekeh machnisam the Shabbos kodesh. Immediately when we enter Shabbos. A person has to make a conscious decision to remove from his mind all his worries, the inyanov, all the inyanov on his mind, heima avar, whether it's from the past, heima otid, all the concerns for the future, what's going to be, ki'ilu kol melachta asuya mamash, as if everything has been done. It's a mindset, it's a way of thinking. A person's got to think that way. This reminds me of because we have Shabbos during the week as well. By the way, this is Shabbos now. Shabbos is an opportunity to connect to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when we learn Torah, also we connect to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's the beginning of Shabbos as well. And we know just before we come in, before we come into a shiur, before we have a charisma, before a person learns, also it's the same thing a person needs. I remember I spent some time learning Tzomtzum and Yeshiva, and I asked one from Purim, one of the marketing shiur, David Zahn. I asked him, I said, you know, we're such a smother. I said, how do you do it? You just walk in and look in the sefer and you don't look, the whole sefer, he doesn't look up once because totally immersed. How do you do it? So he said to me, he said, Reuven, do you think that I don't have any tourists? Then we just went at home, the kids on this, the wife on this, then we'll do different things. This bill, that thing, everyone's a different thing to happen. You know, before I walk in the door for the base of Medrash, I make a decision. I think that's it. Now I'm going to learn, nothing else. Everything's Kilu Kovalakta, so yeah, I go in. The same sort of idea here. That's how we're supposed to enter Shabbos. It's a positive way of thinking, but you have to actively think that way before Shabbos comes in. In fact, I heard also a thought from Rosh Hashiva of Shammai Zaman Bechel Tavri Vrocha, Rosh Hashiva of Sondheim. He said, similar to the Chavodi, says, Hishnari Meyofos, shake off the dust. The dust. What do you mean, shake off the dust? So he said over, I think it was the name of the Bashem HaKadosh, he said about this. He said, you know, if you've got a chicken, and the chicken is covered in, not a shechted one from the butcher, but a live chicken with all the feathers, and it's covered in sand, it's been rolling in the sand, and you want to clean up. You say, well, go in there, and the chicken's fucking rolling taste, and you're going to try and take out one grain of sand at a time, you're never going to get up. You're going to be there forever. You're not going to get everything. But if the chicken gives it one big shake, get all the sand off. So that's what Shabbos is. He's nari, shake it all off. Come here and arise. So that's what Shabbos is. And then, so to think about that, John Chodesh, shake it off, everything, no water, anything else, that's it. Kilo Kogalakta of Suya. And here's a big Kaddish from the Siva Shalom. So he says, hey, when we're supposed to look at everything as if it's been done, he says like this, the Sadiq in Pirushu called Malachtako, the Rabbos Ha'inyonim Haruchniyim, that includes even Ruchniyim. Not only have I done all my business, I've done everything that needs to be done, all my bills have been paid. Imagine, just what I thought, all my bills have been paid. Oh, come up to the city. Mortgage, everything is all done. Shafilu imasaba haruchni humash matritim about the following. He says as follows, if a person's ruchnius, it bothers him and confuses him, mikomokan imbigal kach einos yishev hatas, if because of this he won't have yishev hatas, so he says, ah, I didn't daven well this week. I didn't focus on my learning this week. My midas haven't been the best this week. If that takes away his yishev hatas, hamnokas farod the Shabbos, because the sort of yishev hatas he needs to Shabbos, then even from the ruchnius, Allah lahagish tamzeki the kolam after the suya, if they consider that all his malachas being done, even for inyan ruchnius, that he's an odd mashalim, that's how he's supposed to enter Shabbos. So this is, as we said, it's a way of thinking, it's a mindset. And maybe we can say this is the Matana Toivah of Shabbos as well, this Yishev Adav, which the Nesivah Shalom refers to, that's also one of the gifts of Shabbos. The Yishev Adav, amazing Yishev Adav, we have, just switch off. Somebody was telling me, a chavar of mine was telling me, he said to me, I always find when I get back in the office on, you know, Sunday or Monday when I come back in the office, he says, I always, before I get in, I say, there's not much to do, because on Erev Shabbos, I'm so busy, I've got to get everything done, I've not much good, I've done everything. That's such a shock, because you just got to stop whatever you've done. It's done, that's it, I can't do it, it's going to be Shabbos. And I come back in on Monday morning in the office, I'm completely shocked. There's so much, see, his mom, she lives there, he switches off completely, come on, I'll see you. So just in the last moment we have here, just wanted to come back to that Aruch Haim HaKadosh, to finish the part, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. So we said before, in order to connect with Shabbos, in order to connect with the lofty levels of Shabbos and appreciate this gift, it's a mind to us to prepare. It's just a way of thinking as we're entering Shabbos. So first the person needs to switch off, and then we need to switch on. So what do we need to switch off? Says Aruch Haim HaKadosh. And then we said, the Neshama Yisrael comes from a planet called, comes from a world called Shabbos. It's called Shabbos. Says Aruch Haim HaKadosh. Listen to this. But Oilam Zeh, this world, Shabbos, Ein Bo Itzovan, there's no worries there. You know what happens in that place called Shabbos, in that world? It's Oilam Haba. There's only Oineg and there's only Simcha. That's where that Neshama comes from. And therefore, he says, we're commanded up for the death side of Siva Hashem, the Harfi Biyam Shabbos. Therefore, we're commanded on Shabbos to keep away from all those things of Chol, Malacha, anything which will push away that Shabbos. Because Shabbos, the Neshama says, can only exist in its normal environment. It can only breathe if it's in the normal surroundings where it's used to. It can't survive outside that. So if it comes to a place where there is, when there's upstairs, or where there's worry, or there's concerns, or there's tiridas, then Chassar Shalom, he can't survive. Neshama says, can't stay there, and we disagree. And he says, that's why you see the Ikka of Shabbos, Ikka Issa al Choras Melech Shabbos. He said, what is that? It's the Machshava. The Gemara says, Melechis Machshavas of the Torah. Because even Melechis Machshavas, the Machshava of a person can sleep and drive it away. And he says, that's tight in B'Shomru B'nei Yisrael. B'Shomru B'nei Yisrael, Es HaShabbos. The Yidden should guard Shabbos. If you want to look after this beautiful gift, then guard the Shabbos. Make sure that we create the right environment for the Neshamos Seira to stay with us. So that's all we need to switch off from those things, so we keep the Neshamos Seira, and we can switch on the opportunity with the opportunity we have with Yishuv Hadas, an opportunity to learn, opportunity to focus on davening. Davening is wrong on Shabbos for a reason, because we don't have to rush anywhere, opportunity to spend more time on davening, and time to think about the Yad Hashem and Hashgacha Hashem. As I said before, that we can have Shabbos not only on Shabbos, also during the week. I saw a sefer says that actually an article in Jewish Observer written by Rabbi Pinchas Jung, which is well known. So he writes there, he says that Shabbos isn't only, as he says, not only on Shabbos, and then when you're learning, but he said every day, three times a day, you can have that same Shabbos. When we daven, we switch off, I now switch off everything, I'm about Shabbos, Mincha, Maariv, I switch off, we can have also click into that world, and that special aura, that special gift, and a different book, and a different level of Shabbos. Thank you for listening, have a good day doing this.
Da-da.